Australia won't be able to help all our citizens there escape. A new search has been launched near Ballarat for missing mum Samantha Murphy. And five people have been arrested in Spain, accused of scamming women by pretending to be Brad Pitt online. Two victims apparently lost $500,000, thinking they were investing into projects and a relationship with Brad. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Callum Mills will undergo a fitness test today in a bid to play in Saturday's grand final against Brisbane. The Sydney co-skipper racing the clock to overcome a hamstring injury. And rain has handed England a win in the third one dayer against the Aussies. The Poms winning by 46 runs on the Duckworth-Lewis system. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
Experience the free baby animal nursery at High Point these school holidays. Co-presented with Melbourne Royal Show. 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily. More at highpoint.com.au.
We've got rain around today with a top of 15 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy and 14, then sunny and 17 on Friday. Right now, in Frankston, it's 13 degrees. In the city, it's 14. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Broadcasting live.
F*** it, we'll do it live!
Across Australia.
Here's
satellite. And around the world.
Radio hosts Kyle and Jackie O.
The pair have no filter.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O Show. Keith Urban is having a birthday today. We've rung up Keith. Keith, you there?
Hi.
Nick, I'm in the car.
Hi, Nicole.
That's awesome.
That is crazy that you got a hold of it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. He's going to change his number now. You know what these celebrities are like.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O, they've turned waking up their audience into an art form.
Hey, this is Ashton Kutcher, and I'm hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
I saw you with a little pair of gay shorts on.
Yeah, did you like those little shorts?
Man, I want to see you walking around LA in those little shorties.
Yeah. Oh, man, can I say that on air?
Yeah, we've said it now.
Yet again, King and Queen of Radio, none other than the great Kyle and Jackie O, back where they belong. They've got better every single year, and they are truly the last genuinely fearless radio show left on the FM band.
And nobody should listen to it and you will be a massive failure. You've got the intellect of a kumquat.
This is Mark Wahlberg.
You've done a million things. Boogie Nights, Ted 102, Daddy's Home, the other guys, Shooter. There's been thousands.
I'm a very busy guy, but every free moment that I have is to be spent with you guys. Yes.
Kim speaks out, talking to the Kyle and Jackie O radio show.
Hi, I'm Elton John.
I have friends who live in Australia, and you've really gone through the mill there. I follow it every day.
The rockstar radio duo.
The Kyle and Jackie O show.
Let's get it started. How are we feeling, I suppose?
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
Listening to another station at 6 a.m. is like dog shit.
Tucker Carlson.
Okay, I can see why you're number one in Australia.
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
The golden microphone is on.
Good morning, everybody. Hello. Live from Los Angeles. Kyle is sick. He's sick yesterday, sick again today.
Yeah, we're in his house, though.
We're in his house, which is so weird because we're here, but he's in the bedroom. He'll probably come say hi soon, I reckon. And we've got Pedro and Coots back home.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going back there?
Is it awkward being in Kyle's house?
It's weird. Like, imagine Kyle calling in sick and then us just going over and broadcasting there anyway.
And Tegan's here. Otto's just playing around.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Yeah. No, it's all good. You wouldn't know. It's great. He's in the most beautiful home. It's really beautiful. It's good over here. It did look probably
Jackie,
like...
How was the big bender after Brooklyn's wedding?
See, that's what it would have looked like, right?
It would look like it was my fault. It
was the worst timing yesterday because, like, it had just obviously happened where Brooklyn and Damien got married in Vegas and then, suddenly we're not there the next day. It wasn't the case.
No,
We just flew to LA and we all had a very early night.
Yeah, well, Kyle was the one that went home straight away.
Yeah,
like, the rest of us sort of did a little bit of partying, but...
Yeah, I know. Pedro, you're back. Have we spoken to you on air since you've returned from your paternal leave?
I don't actually remember whether you have or not. I was here Monday, but Monday was pretty crazy with the wedding and stuff.
Yeah, I know. How's fatherhood going?
It's good.
That doesn't sound convincing.
I'll be honest with you. Fatherhood's good. She's so cute. She's so little. I love her so much. But look, let's be honest. when people say it's the greatest thing ever, I'm still waiting for that. Because let's be honest, like, you're just always awake. You're always, you know, I just want her to be 8 years old so we can go somewhere, go to the movies, have fun, you know?
Yeah, that actually doesn't really happen until they're more like 11 and 12. Oh. You can go to the movies with them, but at 8, you're still seeing those, you know, movies you not, might not want to see.
Yeah, or still. Even just go to the park, something where you can be physical and not sitting there with your arm numb because you've been holding it for 2 hours. You know what I mean?
And yeah. What about you, Cooper? Have you got anyone pregnant in the last week?
What a question!
Well, it's hard to know in the last week if you get someone pregnant. I'll have to wait for a couple weeks at least. Yeah. Well, I have to wait at least a month for them to miss their period, you think?
What about you guys? What do you guys have been up to over there? Because I feel like I haven't heard anything. Like, you guys went to New York, Las Vegas, now LA. I don't know anything about anything. What have you been doing?
Well, we had that week in New York.
Yeah, because we had the week off, so we had New York. I was there with Brooklyn and Damien. Yep. I'm such a third wheel.
Do you think so?
No, I don't feel that way, actually. Oh, good. I really don't. But it was, it was so fun. We went to this club, guys, called The Box in New York.
Jackie, you were obsessed with this place, and you kept saying, we've got to go to The Box, we've got to go. Everyone also talks about it like it's the coolest place to go in New York.
It's kind of really hard to get into. It's sort of like you got to know someone, and then when you go in there, apparently this is what I heard from my friends who had been, that anything can happen. So like when they went, they were there one night, I think Lindsay Lohan was there, and then my friend was sitting down with Leona Lewis, and this guy just walks into the club and he kind of stumbles in, and there's a spotlight on him. And he just pulls out his penis and starts pissing. And this wee is like going on Leona Lewis's leg. And it just no explanation for it. And then another night someone went there and there was just like a poo on the coffee table in a Tupperware container. So it's just like these random things happen in this
club.
And
Jackie thought, this is the club for me. I need to go.
I need to be at that club just to see what it's all about. So we did go, guys. And the night we went, it was... I mean, it's like it's almost a show, really. It is a show.
Yeah, they're up on stage
doing
stuff.
They're up on stage and it's a club with all these different rooms and... The night we went, the first thing that happened was this woman sort of pulls out a tampon, right? And
in front of everyone.
In front of everyone.
Used? And it had, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was used. And then Cooper's face right now, Brooklyn. He's like, why would anyone want that? And then
I don't actually know the answer to that question.
And then this pregnant woman comes out and she's naked and she's lying on this like chaise lounge, you know, like a red velvet Moulin Rouge style couch. And this guy just walks in and he goes down on her. And we're just watching that.
As
it's just
part
an
of the
odd
show
place.
On the stage.
Yeah.
That's
It's not like it was fun though.
Did anyone
it was a good
shit?
Club.
Did anyone do a shit?
No, we did, and I was very disappointed.
Yeah, once
you've
had shitting on stage,
get up on the table to your own turn.
I don't think patrons are allowed to do it. I think you've got to be paid by a staff to do that.
Jackie, are you sure that you didn't end up at a fetish club by mistake?
Oh, that's a sensor.
Sounds like it, doesn't it? But it's not. It's everyone knows about this club and they all say, oh, yeah, it's the best club. You've got to go.
And it was just like young, cool girls there. Like you'd think it'd be full of freaks, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was just a good club. Like, and they just happened to do weird things.
And do people dress nice or is it like?
Yeah, very. Right. Yeah, like cool. Cool, nice.
Would you go back?
No, I wouldn't.
It's like
a one and done thing.
It's too, yeah.
Are you sure you weren't at some sort of elite devil's worshipping party? Maybe like
an Eyes Wide Shut party?
Yeah. Like, was it one of Diddy's clubs or something?
Oh, my God. I was listening to something the other day about selfies. This guy was giving advice to other men out there if you're single or in the early stages of dating. Why you should never send a girl a selfie. Have a listen.
I'm about to give you three reasons why you never send her a mother effing selfie, bruv. Number one, she's going to become FBI and look at all the problems with your stupid selfie. She's going to look at the way your hair flips. Everything, even in the background, she's zooming in and everything. Bro, it's all an issue. She's looking for a flag. Number two, is because it's hitting the group chat immediately. And not only do you have one FBI, now you got eight FBI agents that are convincing her of why you look like an idiot. And number three, you ain't cute, bro. It ain't cute. That's it.
Yeah. That is such an interesting topic when men send selfies to a girl.
Are you doing it?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't do it, no.
I do it. And you've been sending it around. I think sending selfies are it's a good way to like break the ice. But I've been done by the FBI thing before. I remember on the weekend I was down at the pub with my mate and I sent a selfie with my mate to a girl. And the back of this other girl's head was in it. So it looked like she was sitting with us. And she blew up, like got so angry at me and was like, who the hell's that bitch?
Are you seeing someone, Cooper?
No. Not seeing anyone, but she got angry anyway.
That just doesn't make sense, my friend.
One of the five he's got on rotation, I'm sure.
No, but girls don't want to think that, like, if you're sending them a message, that you're also hanging out with other girls when you're out.
100%, yeah. Can I ask, are you aware when you send these selfies, Cooper, just how much we do zoom in and look at everything? So if you're sending a selfie, like, in your bedroom, laying in bed, and we can see the bedside table on, we'll zoom in and look at everything on that bedside table. We'll zoom in and look at everything, all of it.
See, I only worry about myself. Like, I'm looking at myself. There might be, like, a little, like, a lot of the guys would be able to relate to this, a slight trap flex.
Like, when you're what's that?
So, like, your trap just next to your shoulder, a lot of the guys will, like, lay down and just do a slightly push their shoulder up to make their traps look big. I know a lot of all my mates do it. But
I need these tips. Well, not now. I'm married.
Exactly, Brooklyn. What do you need them for? I actually was going to go out on a date with a guy and I hadn't met him.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a selfie and I cancelled the date in the end because I was like, oh, no, that's not what I thought.
Did he have photos on there? Like his profile picture was a photo, but then the selfie was not.
It was so, yeah, it really was.
Well, that's the problem with Instagram because everyone puts their best self on Instagram. Yeah. But then the selfie of, like, the everyday normal life, it's like, what's this?
It's risky to send a selfie when you haven't, met yet.
But what's worse, showing up and just looking different?
Well, sometimes you can just – I think sometimes guys are unaware that they're sending a bad selfie. It could be just unflattering. They may not be that different in real life, but the selfie they've sent is bad.
Yeah. Oh, God, there's so much for these straight guys to worry about.
No, I know.
For gay guys, it's just the penis that we send and then...
If only life were that simple for the straights, hey, Coops?
Well, if he is just in your world.
Not really.
If he just sent you, Jackie, a picture of his penis, would it have been different?
Oh, no, I don't want that. No, it definitely would have been different, Coops. Would have ended quicker.
Hey, Jackie, can I bring something up to you? I had I know you love reading into dreams. Like, you think you're into all that quirky stuff. You read into dreams. Yeah. You think it's a message. Now, I had a dream about you two nights ago, and I just want you to be open-minded to think of what it might mean, okay?
Okay, yep.
So basically what happened was me and you... Oh, nice. Great work with the chimes.
I like that thing.
Thanks.
Me and you were at the zoo and you... I don't know whether you pushed me or I fell, but I fell into the gorilla enclosure and I was trying to talk to you. I was like, oh, Jackie, because it was like shallow. I was just like, oh, reach down so you can help me up. And you just kept talking, like just kept telling a story, like you didn't notice I was in there. And I was like, Jackie, what are you doing? Stop talking, let me up. But every time I'd say stop talking, it was like a trigger and your head would double. And then, so it was like when you cut a dragon's head off and it just multiplies. And then by the end, you had like eight heads and you just kept talking. And I was like, what is going on? Jackie, shut up. Stop talking. And then this gorilla came over and just ripped my arms clean off my body.
Jeez, God, you're having hectic dreams.
Wow, that is so hectic. What drugs are you taking right now, Goops? I reckon that is. Did you have that last night?
No, that was on Monday night. So it was off the back of a very big weekend.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Can you Google, guys, what is it? What's gorillas in a dream mean? Oh, no.
But it's more than just gorillas in a dream.
I think Cooper feels overlooked by me. That's what I think. He feels small next to me. He feels not worthy. That's okay, why he's down below.
Sorry to interrupt. I've got the answer here. Gorillas. Oh, hey, Brooklyn. Congratulations, by the way.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Gorilla in a dream typically symbolizes you have a foolish friend.
A foolish friend.
Well, that backfired on you, Jackie, didn't it?
That backfired massively on me.
Yeah, that's so true. I suppose that is true. Yeah.
Maybe you think I am, like, I have a massive ego or something. It feels like the fact that I didn't stop talking and my head's multiplied 8 times and you felt so small and unheard, maybe you just think I don't give you the love and attention you deserve or something like that. Is that how you feel, Coops?
I don't know. When you're saying it, maybe it does feel a little bit like that, Jackie.
I'm not showing you as much love as I should.
Well, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. You guys having a good time in Vegas. I've been left back here to have my own good times on the weekend. Maybe I feel a little bit left out.
That's what it is, you know. I think you feel left out.
You should have been with us in Vegas, Cooper.
Yeah, I wanted you here, Coops. I wanted you. I wanted intern Pete. I'm sorry you guys didn't come. I wanted you all.
So, like, if you wanted us there, why weren't we there?
There's no budget, apparently.
I would have paid my own way.
We sort of get a lot of things for free from United Airlines and stuff, so there'd be really no expense whatsoever, really.
Why didn't you?
Just here. All happy to be here, though. just sort of with everyone.
What's the best thing happening in Australia right now?
Good question.
Let me Google Australia 1 second, please.
The footy finals?
Yeah, AFL grand final, and it's 30 degrees today.
Is it really? Wow. Well, is that everywhere, Peter? Or where is that?
From the up to the bottom bit, anyway. So
East Coast.
I think it's quite chilly in Melbourne today, actually.
Right. Thank you, Brooklyn. Yeah.
No, it's actually quite nice.
Oh, you're
in Melbourne.
You're in Melbourne, Coops.
Actually quite nice here. I'm wearing a t-shirt. I didn't even have to wear a jumper in here today.
You are inside a building though.
Correct. Good call. But I did actually walk here from my friend's house. So.
Oh, what friend?
Don't we put you up in a hotel? Why are you crashing at a friend's place?
No budget apparently. Same reason I couldn't go to Vegas.
Oh, that's no good.
Well, we're looking out at a pool at Kyle's house, out to the LA, like, expanse.
You know how you see on Selling Sunset those houses that are up on the hill and they just overlook the whole of LA with a pool? Oh, it's beautiful.
It's pretty nice.
Bloody beautiful.
I never knew there's so much fog in LA. Half the time you can't see anything.
You can't see a thing.
It's all the smoking.
Yeah. No one really smokes, though.
What, they don't smoke weed there? I thought it was like...
Oh, they do.
Is it really common?
Actually, absolutely. Everywhere you walk, it smells like weed.
Really?
It's funny because you do wonder, like, if weed ever got legalized in Australia, how much would you smell it on the streets walking past people? Mm. I don't know that many people smoke it, do they? But here, every man and his dog smokes it. It's more common than vaping. No one's smoking cigarettes or vaping. They're all just smoking weed.
And they drive. Everyone. Can you drive when you smoke?
Well,
you
they do. Drive? They do. I don't think you're supposed to, but they do. But,
and the tests here when you get pulled over is just the walking in a straight line type of thing.
Oh, they don't do like a test for marijuana?
I don't think so.
Like any of those kind of drug tests.
They're so lax here. That's just like, oh, yeah, you look fine.
It's like they've got bigger issues to deal with. They don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that right, Jackie?
What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, from yesterday, driving to the restaurant.
Hey, I've gone a plank.
When we pulled up next to the cop and there may be one extra person in the car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. See, we had too many people in the car. I was driving to the restaurant. And there was, four people in the back as opposed to what should have been three.
It was a very short drive.
Yeah, it was a short drive, but we pulled up next to police and one of the girls we were with who is American, she said, oh, they don't care about that. She said, they've got bigger things to deal with than just four people in the back of your car.
That's mad. See, that's what we need here. We need to relax.
Yeah,
we do need to relax a bit sometimes, I reckon.
It is funny. Here, you go 3 kilometres over the speed limit and one of those little mobile speed cameras in Australia gets you. Like, it's ridiculous. They pick up on everything.
I know. And that's the thing. I don't think they even have mobile phone speed cameras over here, do they? Mobile phone cameras that pick that up?
No.
I don't reckon they do. Yeah. I clipped my side mirror on the way here.
Are you serious, Jackie?
I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
So I realised I'm driving way too close to that side of the road, being with the steering wheel on the other side.
Did all you guys see the photos of Jackie's Range Rover being towed from her house?
Yes, that's right. Oh, in Sydney, right?
In Sydney, yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
she's got another Range Rover here that she's hired, and now it's...
Look out, Range
Rover. Has the mirror come clean off?
No, it just clipped it in, you know? Flicked in. It's
Jackie,
all good.
Sorry, it's Bruno. Kyle and I were at the airport when you picked up your Range Rover.
Yeah,
and the two of us were just about to start yelling at the man, like, don't let her have that car. And then Kyle sort of just said, oh, look, let her have a vehicle. But, in hindsight, we should have.
Oh, yesterday, guys, we drove, Bruno and I, well, not drove, but we tested out, and they haven't been on the road that long here, the driverless vehicles that will pick you up, like the taxis. They come pick you up, and there's no one in it.
Yeah, the robot ones.
Yeah, the robot ones. They've just started to release them.
I would have thought you'd be too scared to get into that, Jackie. I can't believe you did it.
I did it.
It was amazing. We've got a full review coming up.
Yeah, we'll tell you all about it, whether this will work in Australia or not.
I'm interested to know.
I bet you are. I know you would be. Yeah.
And also, I went out onto the streets of Vegas and asked people whether they'd vote Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, and I was actually shocked at what pretty much everyone said.
Oh, it's going to be Trump, isn't it? Well, you don't say.
Wait and see.
Wow. We'll scrap that whole break now that you've ruined that.
Both the electric car and the Trump. We already know what's happening.
Yeah. It's throw the show in the people bin. Love Trump. Yeah.
Hey, can someone quickly Google for me? Yesterday I coughed and a tear rolled out of my eye after I coughed, but it was full of blood. Can someone Google what that means?
Aren't
you like the Madonna or something?
Yeah, that sounds very... What's the answer to that, Peter?
Okay, it's a big word, so bear with me here. It's a subconjunctival hemorrhage.
Hemorrhage.
Often occurs when any you've caused harm to your eye, a strong sneeze, a strong cough, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you've got a hemorrhage.
Hemorrhage.
Sorry, I can't say that word. So, yeah,
Cooper?
Careful anyway out there with the eye.
Thanks, Pete. That does make sense, I suppose. It looks so cool. I was, like, looking at myself in the mirror as this blood tear just rolled that straight out of my eye. It was like, I felt like I was a rock star.
Did you take a photo?
No, I was in so much shock that I was just watching it in the mirror.
You live a simple life, don't you?
Not really. I had quite a large weekend, so I sort of thought it might have been off the back of the damage I put into my brain. I thought I had, like, internal bleeding in my brain and it was leaking down at one stage.
All right, let's start the show, guys. We're going to do tradie versus lady. If you want to play, we're looking for a tradie and a lady. The ladies are in front, as they always are. On 13-1065, a double pass to see Dua Lipa for the Radical Optimism Tour. You'll get those tickets for free from us now.
All right, let's kick off the show with Miles Smith Stargazing. This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show, coming at you live from Beverly Hills on KISS.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. I know. Oh,
Smith stargazing on the Kyle and Jackie O Show live from Beverly Hills.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble!
I want to start a fight.
Yeah, we got Cooper filling in while Kyle's sick, but Jackie in Brooklyn live from LA and Pedro here as well.
Yeah, it's a big cast today, isn't it?
I don't know. You sound impressed there, Jackie.
Yeah, don't I? Yeah. What a star-studded lineup. All right, let me introduce you to Shay. She's playing for the ladies. Hi, hey, Shay.
Oh, my God. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, Shay. You're 27 and you work in a warehouse. What's in the warehouse?
So we distribute plush toys, like to Time Zone and places like that.
To Time Zone.
Oh, yeah. The desirables. Yes, that's what everyone wants. How much are they actually worth, cute. I wonder?
Yeah, that's what I reckon too. I reckon they're worth 10 cents each.
Yeah, they'd have to be.
Not even.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You drive a Suzuki Swift. You are single and looking for someone. Are you on the dating apps, Shay?
Yes, I am at the moment, yes. Haven't had any luck yet.
Do you have guys sending you selfies?
Yes, I do, yes.
What do you think of those? This is what we were debating earlier.
Oh, I've had some pretty horrid ones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that. No more discussion. Your favourite sex position is doggy style. Oh, I don't know a lot of girls who's... I feel like every caller says doggy style on this segment.
But do you think that in real life it's not like that?
I thought I was the only one that wasn't like as into it as everyone else is because it hurts a bit for me. But Cooper was saying he experiences that a lot with women that he's been with, that a lot of them don't like it, right, Coops?
Yeah, I'm glad you said with women there at the one stage. I thought you meant to throw me out of the bus. I find it happens a fair bit. I find girls always just like missionary because they like the face-to-face contact.
Oh, I love missionary. I just want to see the guy, I want his shoulders up near mine. I want to, you know, see his face.
Like, yeah, isn't doggy, just feels porn stuff.
That's what I feel. Like, it just feels sort of slightly uncomfortable in that position.
Oh, hey, guys, by the way, when we were in Vegas, the room next door to Jackie's, we were out on the balcony one night and we were looking in the reflection of the window because you could see through to the next room.
You know how there's a partition on each balcony to separate each room then there's a little gap, you know, in between?
Mm-hmm. You'd think they'd have closed that gap. It's pretty poor design. Yeah. So anyway, we're sitting there and then all of a sudden we notice... You could fully see some guy just naked on the balcony having sex with his, like, stripper-looking...
Yeah, she was a stripper for sure. He was doing her doggy style. And the thing is it was weird because I could see him clear as day in the reflection of that window. But he could also see me. And as he was doing it, he kept looking over at me. Like, he was getting off on someone watching him out in the balcony.
Because you think he finished as soon as he made eye contact with you?
Yeah, I reckon we brought him to the moment, Brooklyn. I was yep.
Did he? Was there a balcony in Vegas?
Yeah, not many of them have them, but the one we stayed at has some balconies that you can get. Yeah.
Oh,
why, yes. Cooper?
No, because they usually don't have balconies. I thought because like everybody always has such bigger nights and you end up so depressed, like there's a lot of like risk of suicide.
Is that why they don't have balconies in Vegas? Like it's obviously allowed, but maybe they don't want many for that reason. Right, people get pretty crazy and off their face.
Yeah.
A balcony is not that safe because they're up so high too.
And then I noticed as we were leaving, there were like 100 security cameras pointed at the balconies.
Yeah, from
so this guy having sex
on some
video somewhere on the internet.
Okay, let's get back to you, Shay. You went to Thailand and got the worst tattoo ever. What did you get?
Yes, I got a Homer Simpson. And I am a Simpsons fan, but I was really drunk at the time. And not happy.
Oh, no. Where is that Homer Simpson tat?
On my ankle.
Oh. hard to cover. Exactly. All right. Weighing in at 65 kilos, it's Dolph Shay. That's so not how you do the dope.
No, that is Dolph. That was Dolph. I remember this girl I knew, Jackie, had a wig, right? And underneath her wig, she had a Marge Simpson tattoo that covered her whole skull.
What?
Was she bald under there? Shaved head?
She had a shaved head. Like, and it was coloured in and everything. Like the blue hair, the yellow skin, like Marge Simpson.
Oh, Oh, go her. Did it look good or not? No,
not at all. It looked horrendous. I don't know why.
Hard for that to look good, but yeah, no judgment.
Anyway, over to Sean. Sean is 28. He's a carpenter, drives a Toyota Hilux, been married for 3 years and has a little one. Sean, have you got any advice for Brooklyn, recently married?
Yeah, just as get as much sleep as you can possible. It's not going to be much, but take it when you can.
Even just married, not with it, yeah, like before the kid.
No, I think you should be giving Pedro the advice because he's got a newborn. Yeah. When did you find it got easier, or has it not yet been free?
No, it hasn't got easier.
Oh, great.
Okay, so you've got
you roll with the punches.
I reckon, Pedro, you've got about 6 years, and then you'll start to yeah. Oh, no, maybe five. 5 years.
Yeah. Just five.
Favourite sex position, doggy style as well. Sean, what do you love about doggy style?
Oh, I don't know. It's like what you said. I feel like a little bit of like a pull and so kind of thing, and then my wife loves it.
Wow, sure she does. And his stupid apprentice backflipped at work the other day and shit went everywhere all over the boys. What happened there?
Yeah, he'd been bragging for ages they can do a backflip, and we finally got him to do it. As he's landed, he's wearing those loose footy shorts, and then as he's landed, just shat, and it just went everywhere. He must have been crook too, because it was really runny, and it was a mess.
Oh, well, so when you said shit went everywhere, actual shit. I just thought you meant like some tools went flying, you know, shit.
Yeah.
The actual poo. No, oh, the poor
actual
guy.
Actual poo, yeah, yeah.
Oh, those apprentices. Yeah, he's not going to live that down easy, is he?
No. So he's almost finished, so I don't think he's going to be staying with us once he's done. So.
Okay.
What, was he not wearing any undies under the footy shorts?
Yeah, what are these footy shorts where poo can come out?
Yeah, I don't know what he was wearing underneath. It was a Monday, so I'm guessing no undie Monday, so.
Yeah, no good call. Well, anyway, weighing in at 90 kilos, it's shit-faced Sean.
Yay! Yeah, let's go.
All right, I'll start with you, Sean, first. Question number one, what type of products does the brand Naked Sundays sell?
Is that tanning oil? Tanning oil, sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, that's the one, sunscreen.
Got it.
The magic answer. Done. All right, question number two, what does NV stand for on a champagne bottle? NV.
NV. I have to pass on that one.
Yeah.
Just have a crack if you want.
I don't know.
Time's up. I didn't know this either. Not vintage. Oh, I didn't realise that. Yeah. Okay, question number three. Traditionally, what gift would you give to someone after the 8th wedding anniversary? It would be something.
Knows these things.
I know.
I've got a bit of paper for this at home. Far out. far out. Rose gold, I think it is.
Ooh. God, you were close. It's bronze.
That was close.
Yeah, that was.
Can I ask, you guys who've been married, did you actually follow this every year?
First year, and then we gave up. Because they're always shit.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait like 50 years for the good one, which is diamond, I think. I don't know. But we gave up after the first year's paper.
Did you actually every anniversary, would you give a present? Is that something
we stopped doing that after a while.
All right.
No, don't let that happen. Keep doing that. Keep the romance alive, Brooklyn. Don't let it fade.
Where did this come from, this tradition? I've never even heard of this before.
Where do any traditions come from? I don't know. Like, who made that
up? 1 second, Googling.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
This could be anything.
All right. In the meantime, Coops, you start the questions and we'll get the answer from Peter.
All right, Shay, first question for you. What is the purpose of a jock strap? Jock strap.
To keep your undies up.
No, that's incorrect.
That's not it, isn't it? It's during physical activity you wear a jock strap and it holds the genitalia up, keeps it.
What
safe.
Is it? What does it look like? A jock strap? I've heard of it, but I've never seen one. Never known what it did.
Think like those, you know, those V undies, like,
yeah,
like, but they're like tight, kind of like budgie smugglers or speedos, but they're like really tight and they keep all your genitals in, because when you're running around a lot, if you, you can get chafe, but you can also, you can like twist your balls and stuff too if they're just loose.
Right.
And don't your ass cheeks are more on show in a jock strap?
Yeah, yeah. If you're only wearing a jock strap, your ass cheeks are...
Oh, so it kind of looks like a stripper's, a male stripper's underwear kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a thong.
Yes.
Because the gays will do like jock strap nights at clubs where guys will come wearing them.
Only jock straps?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's a gay club, Coops. It's what they do.
Have you been to any gay clubs over there yet?
I don't think we have.
No,
we
didn't actually. No,
because I mean, I'm here with Damien, and I got married, so it's like we weren't really looking for that.
Yeah,
there's a good one in LA. I'll send it to you. I was not that I went there. I went there accidentally. Yeah. It was for a Halloween party at the back end of last year. And
yeah, it's a cold.
I'll have to find it. It's like in West Hollywood somewhere. There, it's really good. Yeah. But I didn't until I was getting hit on by
the
Abbey.
Was it the Abbey?
I think it was that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really
the biggest
big
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Next question for you, Shay. Which country produced the car brand Toyota? Which country?
Toyota.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Which?
Is it Japan?
Correct.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. We're now even Stevens with Sean. If you get this next one right, you win.
Oh, okay. This one's easy.
Is it easy?
I think so.
Yeah, well, I think so too, but anyway.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Shay, for the win, in a kitchen, where would you find the kickboard?
Is it up against the back, like behind the hot plate sort of thing?
Oh, no. That's the splashback.
No, it's the front part across the bottom, which hides the bases.
Oh.
Where you might accidentally kick it, if you're walking around the kitchen.
All right, we're down to the tiebreaker, guys. Sean, Shay, yell out the answer, not your name, as soon as you know it. First in wins. And here is your question. In what month of the year do we celebrate Christmas?
December.
She got it. Sorry, guys. Yay! It's a woman's world again. 71 points to the ladies. Tradies on 68. You have got a double pass to see Dua Lipa for her Radical Optimism tour coming to Australia in March. Oh, the first four shows have sold out. The fifth and final show is on sale tomorrow at livenation.com.au, but they're yours for free, Shay.
Thank you so much, guys.
And we saw Dua Lipa at the iHeart Music Festival.
She's insanely good.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously good, but I loved it more than I thought I would. Like, she does put on a great show.
She does. It's definitely worth seeing. All right, guys, coming up next, Kendra Wilkinson, I think, the ex-Playboy bunny.
Yeah.
Used to be married to Hugh Hefner, is coming in studio. And we'll do the birthday wheel. So if you're celebrating, call us on 131065.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Melbourne traffic.
Sick of business paperwork? Employment Hero streamlines HR and payroll admin so you can work easy. Sign up by this Friday and receive 3 months free. Search Employment Hero. T's and C's apply. A crash being totted from Dandenong south on Hammond Road near Bang Home Road. A breakdown from the Monash inbound at Stud Road in the left-hand emergency lane. Works in Carrum down. Balato Road closed eastbound at Frankston Dandenong Road and at the Western Port Highway. You can take Hall Road instead. Got a few brake lights on the Western Freeway inbound around Leakes Road and Hopkins Road. Works Burwood to the Burwood Highway, Sydneybound up to Station Street, down a one lane near the uni, speed of 40. And a similar story in Point Cook. Snides Road's closed at Point Cook Road. You can take Dunnings Road. Right now at 40 Winks, get any size mattress for the price of a single plus and double Qantas points. Limited time only. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. The Kiss Gas, cloudy, rain easing, a top of 15, right now 14 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerry.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keeping Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Members save more at 7-Eleven. Pick up a regular coffee with your choice of milk, including oat or soy, at selected stores. Just $1.50 when you scan the My 7-Eleven app. 7-Eleven, wonderfully easier. T's and C's apply.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina. 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 However you say it, Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken. It's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
I've done it. Cancel the Tyler.
Oh, no, you're not doing it yourself.
Even better, I've got Mr. Wetwall. Think floor-to-ceiling waterproof panels that go over your tiles, so no demo job, and it's 65% cheaper than retiling, which means more money for...
a walk-in wardrobe full of Jimmy Choo's.
Jimmy who? I was thinking more of a leisure centre, a pool table.
Visit MrWetwall.com now, so you can spend more reno money on whatever you like.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
Accidents happen when we least expect them, but why should you be stuck without a car? That's why Right to Drive provides replacement vehicles to not-at-fault drivers. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing.
If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
T's and C's apply.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the Parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
Hi, it's Matt here with my fresh picks of the week. The Australian asparagus season continues and we're seeing excellent quality bunches. When choosing asparagus, look for spears that are firm and bright. Baby cucumbers are good value right now and perfect for spring. While blackberry quality remains excellent thanks to ideal conditions in growing regions. And finally, organic fruit and veg is looking great. And organic Dutch cream potatoes are my pick of the week. That's your Fresh Market Update.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it Kiss.
Keep it Kiss.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with repeat. I was searching for a purpose. this much is true. I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you. I know this much is true. I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over you.
Peter Alexander, that's called True on Kiss. It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show live from Beverly Hills. Go Kendra, go Kendra,
go Kendra, go Kendra. Yeah, we've got Kendra Wilkinson here. She was on the TV show with Hugh Hefner. She was an ex-Playboy bunny. We might have to close those doors because the choppers are outside.
Yeah, that's LA. Choppers everywhere.
Welcome to LA.
Welcome to LA. Exactly. In Australia, it was called Girls of the Playboy Mansion, but in America, it was called The Girls Next Door.
Yes.
Don't know why we changed it.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. It's so weird.
Yeah. Because we're not next door to the Playboy Mansion
well,
here.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we're closer now here in Beverly Hills.
How's life these days? You're a real estate agent
I am. I'm in real estate now. I took a major turn, but I'm still doing TV. So I'm working on two shows at the moment.
So is the TV incorporated into the real estate or is that separate?
Yes. But I have to clear things up because there's a lot of speculation that I did it for a show.
Okay.
Like I didn't do it for it. So I got my license. I didn't think TV would come back into my life. Yeah. Like, okay, I'll just make the full move into real estate. And then all of a sudden TV came back and I had a show on me starting real estate, which is extremely, extremely stupid of me.
Really? Why?
Imagine starting your career with cameras on.
Yeah,
just imagine.
That's true.
I'm stuck. Now I've grown so much since my first season of my real
estate. I might get you on Brooklyn's mic. I don't know why. It seems to be really echoey. Yeah, hang on 2 seconds. Just so we can hear you properly.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, Brooklyn, that's making a lot of noise.
What's going on
just
there?
So you know. Yeah, come sit over there instead. Yeah, it's a bit. Because I made my start in real estate.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I started, but I wasn't selling. I was doing the contracts back in the office for when guys like you would go out and make the big sales.
Sure.
So what made you make the jump? Like, in between Girls of the Playboy Mansion and to now going into real estate, what happened in between that?
You know, a lot's happened. So I have been on television for 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really long time. And I feel so successful in the TV world. I put all my eggs in one basket. You know, I got married, had kids. We gave birth on camera. We got married on camera. Everything was on camera.
Yeah.
There was, you know, I had no 1 minute off camera. So, you know, I lived my life for 20 years on a camera and that's all I knew. That's all I knew from the age of 18 years old.
Is that how old you were when Girls of the Playboy Mansion started? Really?
Well, no, that's how old I was when I moved in. We started the show when I was 19.
Wow.
So I was really, really young and crazy and stupid.
Yeah.
but now, I'm 39 years old now, about to turn 40. We're about to live it up in Vegas for my 40th birthday.
Good girl.
And we're already planning it, which is like months in advance.
Yeah.
I'm a late bloomer because, you know, like child stars, like I put all my energy and focus into entertaining the world, literally.
Yeah.
So I never knew it would end, and it did. It ended one day. My fame, the TV shows, and one day I was left with like nothing. And I was like, oh my God. It was the scariest thing to feel. I was left with like nothing. Like all of a sudden I had no show, no husband, no, my home, I had to sell my home. Like everything just collapsed all at once in my life. So not to be a downer, I'm here, you know, in Beverly Hills, Truesdale, baby. Mm-hmm. Like I'm so excited to be here today. But life took a major turn south and I became super depressed for like 5 to 6 years. I couldn't even get out of bed. And so finally, one day I rolled out of bed. I'm like, what am I going to do? and what do I love? What do I like? What do I, and I love, you know, exploring this area of LA, Truesdale Estates. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I love these mid-century moderns. I love investing in real estate. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just go try out real estate. You know, there were so many things I was attempting to do, like go back to school. I'm like, what am I going to do? But, so I just, one thing fell into the other and I ended up choosing real estate. And now, is real estate choosing me? Yeah. That's the question. We all know how hard it is to make it in real estate, as you know.
Is it? Well, I, because I've never been an agent, I don't know. I know how competitive it is and cutthroat.
Oh, yeah.
Is it worse than TV?
It is. It can be worse than TV, yes. TV, I had a lot more control. I had I pretty much had an assistant, a manager, all these people doing things for me. All that went out the door, and now I am the one supposed to be figuring it all out without agents, managers, assistants, or any of that stuff. So I'm left alone in this world of real estate, pretty much, trying to figure it out. And this land of real estate, it is dog-eat-dog world out here in L.A. I mean, the agent on this property here, Aaron Kerman, he is the top dog in this area.
Oh, is that right?
He is the top dog. So I quickly...
How do you become top dog? What do you have to do? Let's get you there.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support and your encouragement. Yeah, it's going to take a while. Like, these guys out here, they spent 30 years, you know. Just...
Is it hard? What's the hardest part, to get the listing or to sell the property?
For me, I like to just see things as they are with me personally. So, like, you know, everyone I think has a different experience. With me, I'm coming in looking like I'm selling Sunset. Like, I'm just doing it for TV, which is not the truth.
Yeah.
So people have to trust me. They have to learn to trust that I'm doing this for real.
Yep.
So that takes a lot of work. A lot of stress, a lot of losses, a lot of failures, and all for, you know, I'm barely making it, but I'm doing it.
In Australia, so. You know, we sell things at auction. That's a big thing. They don't do that in America, do they?
Yeah, I mean, foreclosures. Well, sometimes, yeah.
Right, but usually it's just like you make a call, you put in an offer, and then you sell the house.
Standard auctions in Australia, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, here, you're in a bidding war sometimes with others. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. So if it's priced right, you can get into bidding wars.
Now, do you know the guys back home... you've got Cooper Johns filling in for Kyle. Kyle's sick. Cooper Johns, ex-footy player. Do you want to say hi? And Pedro.
Hi.
Hey, Kendra.
Oh, I see you guys.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
Welcome to LA.
I have a quick question for
They're
you.
They're not here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're in Australia. Quick question for you. You mentioned before you were quite young when, you know, you started your whole Playboy stuff like that.
Yeah.
I assume, like, you would have known when you were younger that you're a pretty girl. You know, you were hot. Was it like your goal to, like, just, you know, these days how, like, girls are like, oh, I want a sugar daddy. I want someone who, like, pays my bills and stuff.
Oh,
back then,
no.
Was that your goal? Or how did you get to meet Hugh? How
no,
did you get
I was
yourself-
only 18. I was fresh out of high school. I had just turned 18 when I moved into the Playboy Mansion. So I didn't even have time to know who I was at the time. I just got done playing soccer. I'm a soccer player. Like, I just got done, you know, accepting my diploma in high school. I had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
So being any type of hot woman was not even on top of my list. So if you read my book, I have two books out there. One is Sliding Into Home. Like, in a nutshell, Hef found me. This industry found me. Wow. So that's a different story than me finding it.
Yeah.
You know, I never went hunting for it or, you know, scratching and crawling for it. I can give a shoo, you know, about any of that stuff. I'm still the K-dub that you know. Like, I'm still, like, I don't give a you know what.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm in this world of fake.
Yeah, and you're not.
And snakes.
And you're far from that.
Oh, my God. You ask away and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I can give... I'm just a mom. I'm just a single mom who's just making it in real estate now. You know, there at that time at the mansion, I was like, oh, it was a blessing for me because I had already come from, you know, this teenage world, this horrible, horrible teenage world of being sexualized and grown men, like, you know, harassing me and stuff like that. So when I entered the mansion, it felt actually safe for me.
Wow.
It felt like I was, we had our gate, we had staff, we had chefs and security and maids and housekeepers. I'm like, this is heaven. I don't know.
But you also had curfews and things.
Not me.
Oh, you didn't.
You're talking to Kendra.
Yeah.
You're talking to Kendra. Like, I knew how I break my rules. I break rules. And I did. And I had a great time.
Yeah.
So I had boyfriends in every freaking hotel out here. I was living my life.
Do you look back on that time and think it was awesome or not? Like, are your memories good?
I don't. I don't follow. I'm sorry to cut you off. Oh, I'm trying so hard not to do that.
You're fine. Don't even think about it.
You know what? Like, it's weird because nowadays it like these choices that I made definitely took a toll on my life. Like, I fell into a major depression because of the choices that I did make. So, do I blame someone for that? I don't. That's just not my way of doing that. So I blame myself. I'm like, what did I do? How did I get here? How did I get to this point in my life? What do I need to change in myself to grow? What do I need to do to not put myself in the same position? So that's all you can basically do. Like, I don't like to live in that victimhood, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that there are no victims out there. I'm sure there are victims out there, and I'm hearing their stories, and I have complete empathy for them. For me, I had a different perspective on it. I do, you know? So I enjoyed my time while living at the mansion, and who you saw is what you got. Like, I was just a fun, wild, young, dumb blonde. and I own it. Like, nothing ever bad happened to me. I'm not saying that nothing bad happened to anybody else.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that nothing bad happened to me.
And you would go to P. Diddy's parties as well back in the day, right?
I remember just going to like one or two, but like, again, like, I had a great time in my youth. Like, I don't really see anything, like, I never saw anything really bad happening around me.
Yeah.
Sex is sex, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that, you know, something bad didn't happen. I'm saying that, you know, nothing bad ever happened to me.
And that you never saw anything out of the ordinary that you wouldn't usually see at a big Hollywood party, you know?
Yeah.
It's sexualized.
Look, you're going to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
What do you, you know, there's girls topless in the grotto. Don't we already know that?
Is that, like, grotto gross?
It was pretty nasty.
Yeah, it seemed
it. I didn't like going in there. It was like foamy and stuff.
I know.
It always was so horrible. And what was the Playboy Mansion like as a house? Like, because we did hear it was very run down and not as great as everyone thought.
It was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
You know, there was dog poop everywhere. And Hef would wobble by and just pick it up with his bare hands. And like,
I love that he had security, but just no one to pick up the dog poop.
He had maids and everything, and he didn't have anyone to do the dog poop.
Yeah. So that's...
what's that house doing now? Like, what's happening with
I don't think anyone, if you read about it, no one's moved in yet. They're still working on it. You know, it's five acres of land. I'm sure there's
how
a
much
lot
would
to
that
do.
Be worth?
It was listed out at $200 million at one point. Jeez. Sold for $100 million.
Wouldn't it be full circle if you got that listing one day?
I know. Listen to this. Do you know how much I regret not starting real estate while living at the mansion?
Yeah, because you could have. Yeah,
like, you know who I was sitting by, like, every night.
The
like,
owner.
Now they're like, too late, Kendra. You're too late for the party. I'm like, great. Now I have to start all over again.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kendra.
Way back up.
Kendra, I want to ask, the girls who lived in the Playboy Mansion with you, is the relationship sweet with everyone now, or was there a lot of jealousy back in the day? Like, what was the dynamic like?
Yeah, like, I stayed to myself. Like, you know, the show was like, okay, we have a schedule. Like, you guys are going to go scuba diving.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, cool. Let's just scuba dive and call it a day really quickly. So we would just scuba dive. They would get their footage and we'd be done with each other. Like, boom. Like,
off to separate rooms.
I had my own life. Like, I would, you know, I went to school at one period of time. Like, I had friends outside. I was taking stealing Hef's limo to go down to the San Diego Chargers games, like, every
right.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Like I was getting away with so much, but I had my own life, pretty much, like, that you guys... And I kept telling the producers, like, follow the real life. Like, I have boyfriends. Don't you guys want to see this? This is hilarious. Like,
yeah,
no. This Hef wouldn't like that. Hef wouldn't like that. We got to keep it cookie cutter.
And would he have been fine with that?
He would have kicked me. He would have kicked me out.
Oh, right. So you did have to keep that on the DL.
I did have to keep that on the DL.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, yeah, in a nutshell, like, I wouldn't say there was jealousy. It's just that they were just different age bracket than I was.
Were they older?
They were older at the time, and I was very young, and I was just ready to party.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were kind of already lived in there. They were kind of already, like, they knew the ropes and everything.
Right.
I was just fresh in the mansion, just like, when's the next party?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So now I'm 39 years old. I'm a complete different person.
And so what do you do today? You are off to show someone a house, or?
I'm just a boring realtor now. I'm so boring.
If someone like Jackie came to you and wanted to move to LA, like, where would you tell her to? Is there suburbs? Is there particular areas?
It depends on what, it depends. Like, who the type of person you are, where you work. I mean, it takes like hours to get to each place here in LA.
Right.
I feel like there's a part of you, Jackie, that looks at LA and thinks, oh, yeah, this is sort of my place.
It's an easy place to live, don't you think?
I mean, you're at the top of the world here at Truesdale.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the top of the world here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say Truesdale.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You're in the right
place. Sounds expensive.
It's very. This is like a $30 million house.
Yeah, that's what we thought. Yeah, yeah, wow, okay. Well, it's so good to see you, Kendra. We adore you. You're such a lovely person.
It's so good to see you
and
again.
You've not changed this whole time.